Thank you for joining us today for part one of our Blair Senior Services Choices Program podcast series. Today, we're going to talk about who would benefit from our choices services and how to recognize if someone might need help in the home. My name is Jessica Lego. I'm a Choices Care Manager at Blair Senior Services, and here with me, I have Sherry Feaster, who is also a Choices Care Manager.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
We're excited to be here today to talk about our Choices program. We've had our Choices program for going on 9 years, and it's a program to help people live independently in their own homes for the rest of their lives, if that's what they choose to do. I haven't heard anybody yet who said, I can't wait to move to a nursing home. How about you, Jessica?
Absolutely not.
Most people want to live out the rest of their lives in their home, and sometimes it only takes a little bit of help in order for them to stay at home. Who do you think is best suited for Choices?
Well, we often find people calling us who are finding themselves in the hospital or the emergency room frequently, people who are feeling overwhelmed with the care of their mom or dad, or who may be too busy to provide the care that they know that their loved one needs. People call us who want care for someone but can't be there in person, need someone who is local, who can be their eyes and ears, people what know what their loved one needs and provide the services that they want for their loved one. People call us who are having difficulty managing medications or their health care. They might find themselves not understanding what's happening with doctor's appointment, or having difficulty managing care for themselves, having difficulty managing their homes, lawn care, managing their pets.
I think those are all really important things to consider when you're thinking about perhaps some care for yourself in your home or some care for your loved ones. I wonder, Jess, do you think we can drill down on that a little bit more and talk about, we have a holiday coming up. We'll have lots of family members coming home for the holidays. And I think it's important to maybe give these family members some ideas of what to look for. I mean, how do you really know if your loved one needs some help?
That's a great idea, Sherry. So when you're visiting your family member over the holidays, or maybe after you haven't seen them for a long time, it would be a good idea to think about when you see them, do they look like they've had an obvious weight loss? Do they seem like they're increasingly frail? Are they having trouble getting around more than you're used to seeing? Are they maybe have an obvious weight gain? Sometimes that can indicate diabetes or injury. Sometimes you might notice that your loved one might not be as put together as they normally are. Their clothing might not match. They might not be wearing the appropriate clothing for the season, or you might notice that they're not as clean as they normally would be. You also might notice or want to look for unopened personal mail, unopened bills, thank you messages from charities. We know charities like to target people, well, not necessarily target people.
There's a lot of scams out there. We do know that for the elderly.
Exactly. So another recommendation would be to take a drive with your loved one, with your mom or dad. Look for nicks or dents in their car as you enter and exit the vehicle. Watch how they get into the car. Are they having more difficulty than they normally would? Are they wearing their seatbelt? If that's something typically that they would normally do and you notice that they're not doing that, that could indicate a change in their cognition. Are they easily distracted while they're driving? That's something also to look for, signs of tension. Are they preoccupied? Are they anxious? And are they driving differently than they normally would? tailgating, do they have a slow reaction time, driving below the speed limit, and normally they don't drive that way. These are all signs that there might be something going on, maybe early signs of dementia. Also, dashboard warning lights. Does the car have sufficient oil? Are they keeping up with the maintenance on the vehicle? Is there enough gas in the vehicle? Windshield wiper fluid and all of those types of things. Do you want to talk about other areas, Jerry, that we might want to look for when we're home visiting a loved one?
Absolutely. And I think one of the important things in all this, Jessica, is that most of these clues are very subtle. Unless we make a conscious effort to look at some of these items, many times in the early stages of dementia, people are very good at covering up. They don't want anybody to know that they're having trouble. That's where it's important for family members to step in, take a proactive approach before something gets to a crisis. One of the other items that I think it's really important to check on, and this does include some safety factors, in the kitchen, that's always a great place to start. Look through the cupboards. Look through the refrigerator. Are things expired? Are there outdated canned goods? Did somebody buy 10 bottles of ketchup because they forgot that they bought it on the last shopping trip? Are there appliances that are broken and not safe anymore? This is a biggie, and this is something that we often come across, is looking for signs of fire. Did somebody forget to turn off the stove? Are there charred pans? Are there charred knobs? Are there pot holders or cloths with burned edges? Those sorts of things. That's an important safety factor in all of this. Are they not cooking as much as they used to? Sometimes people do live alone, and it's hard for them to cook. But if your mother's always been a terrific cook, and you notice that she's just eating peanut butter sandwiches and drinking chocolate milk, that's an indication that she does need some help in the home. Looking around the living areas is important. Are there clutters? Has your parent always been very neat, and now you're starting to see mail pile up, laundry not done, those sorts of things? Does it look like the garbage isn't being emptied appropriately? Are there cobwebs around the home? Has your parent cut down on the amount of social activity? Did he or she always go to church, and you're hearing that she's not doing those things anymore? Are the neighbors not seeing her out and about on her usual walks? Those are all indications that your parent may be showing a decline, a decrease in interest, feelings of loneliness, perhaps depression. So it would be important to look at those sort of things. And then, look elsewhere around the home, outside, are things being maintained in the home, that sort of thing. It's always good to talk to neighbors and friends of your loved one as well. Are they hearing, we don't really hear from her anymore. She used to call me all the time. She doesn't do that anymore. Or she calls me more often and forgets that she calls me. She's calling me for her needs. She's calling me, telling me, I don't have this, I don't have that. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Friends and neighbors can be a very valuable source of information in determining if your loved one does need care. And of course, I know, Jess, you talked a little bit about mobility. And getting around, take a look at their overall physical condition. Are they having more difficulty walking around? Are you seeing bruises on them, which would be, of course, an indication of falls? you know, falls can, limited mobility and falls can be caused by a variety of problems. It could be a medication problem. It could be a nutrition problem or something more serious. And of course, you know, general forgetfulness, you know, just remembering what to do, remembering to take their medications, that sort of thing. So I know that's a lot of information, but I think it's really important to keep an eye on all of those. And again, if you're home for the holiday or, you know, home for the weekend, take a look around at those items. That can give you a real good indication of whether your parent may need help.
You had mentioned medication, Sherry, and that's another really important thing that we got a lot of calls about with our Choices program. If you're with your loved one and you notice that there are medications that haven't been refilled, that they're not as organized as they usually are, and they're just not taking them like they normally are, or that they're running out before they should, that's another really important thing to look for when you're visiting.
So we hope that the information provided to you today was helpful and informative and left you wondering how Choices can help you. So please join us for part two of our podcast series, in which we'll discuss in more detail the services offered in our Choices program and how they can help you and your loved one. If you have any questions about our Choices services, please feel free to call our office at 814-946-1235 or visit our website at www.blairsenior.org. Thanks for joining us today.